الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We start the talk, just a reminder again, alhamdulillah, brothers come from different places and from far places also, and traveling, and it gets a bit late, though in winter we finish early, but it looks like it's late already, and brothers travel, they have to get back home also, and we are making these sacrifices, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept inshallah. But we should just refresh our intentions also, that it isn't coming here or those who are listening online or in whichever form, that we are just hearing, that we just come here to hear, but to bring a change in our lives, to bring deen in our lives. Like in the Ash'ar, an explanation, explained that all that has to come into our lives. That is the important thing. Deen is not the knowledge of deen. Knowledge of deen is part of deen. Like, for example, the car, the steering wheel is not the car. The wheels are not the car, but they are part. And without them, you won't have a car. You can't move. The engine is not the car, but without the engine, you won't be able to move. So all these are things are necessary. But it isn't what, everything must be there in its place. So Allah, give me tawfiq. It's not a matter of just speaking, but we all have to see that how much is this coming into our lives. That is the important thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, spread deen in this way. That they, wherever they went, they had deen, and people saw their deen. And people then accepted Islam. That this is the ideal way of life. This is the perfect way of life. So if we live by deen, then deen will come alive. If we just give bayans, write kitabs, or have programs online, all that, that is, won't be sufficient. It is a means, but it is that deen must come into our lives. So Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Allah give them the highest of stages. On one occasion, an alim wrote to Hazrat, as today we also, we ask that all the problems we are facing, so many challenges there are from all sides, so what's the solution to that? Hazrat gave a very, very surprising, we will say according to us, and a very, very pertinent reply. Hazrat replied that, I'm surprised that you are asking this question. That was the solution to the problems. And being an alim, I'm even more surprised. An alim asking this question. In other words, there is no question of asking this question. That what's the solution to the problems. Because Allah Ta'ala says clearly, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have a perfect example. So no matter what, Allah Ta'ala sent Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and for all of mankind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was foretold and forecasted in the Zabur also, and in the Injil even more. So that Nabi is coming, that you just have to follow that Nabi. And that is the solution to all your problems. So, and that, who doesn't know that? But it's a matter of bringing it into our lives. And we see the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, how their lives were. They were, each and every sunnah, they were they die hards for the sunnah. We can't live without a sunnah. For example, namaz, even if they were ill, how they used to come for namaz. For eye operation, and you just have to make your namaz, your sajda with ishara. For a few days, the doctor told the hakim, whoever, they said that I can't make one namaz contrary to the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how the sahaba followed every sunnah, and how they followed the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, missing of a salah, They couldn't imagine it. They couldn't think of it that you could miss a salah. So that is what we have to bring. That message is clear. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made an effort day and night, whether it was at night in his tahajjud, long, long rakats of tahajjud namaz, crying on the musalla for the ummah, whether it was in the day, working amongst people and trying to make them understand, convince them that our success is only in deen. How many instances when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to the kuffar, the worshippers of idols, and they thought the idols do everything, and how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them all these things, that worship one Allah, the one Allah who does everything. And Allah Ta'ala, the arsh of Allah is so gigantic, we cannot imagine. And Allah, how big is Allah Ta'ala? And everything is in the control and complete control of Allah and Allah alone. This dunya also, our akhirat also. And Allah has given us a plan that works for, makes your akhirat and your dunya also gets made. Allah give us that yaqeen, that iman. That is what we have to try and develop. Our dhikr that we make is for the same purpose. Not that we are half sleepy, Allah forgive us. But that we do it, and we do it with that must come into us. La ilaha illallah. That is not a small zikr. It's a very, very big zikr. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, that La ilaha illallah, there is nothing that can stop it, and it goes through everything. You can surround it with as many things as you want to block it, but it will go through and reaches the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which is which is majariya qada, where all decisions are made also, and where all the treasures of everything are by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And your la ilaha goes and takes from the treasures and brings it back into your heart. And then with la ilaha again, it opens the treasures which are in your heart, it opens them up also. It brings the treasures from Allah, puts them into your heart, and it opens up those treasures, and then you experience them. But that is when we make dhikr. We all have to ask ourselves that how regular am I with my zikr, and with how much of concentration and devotion we do. Also, these ashar which we have read are not just for entertainment purposes. Great messages. In fact, what complete bayans Allah Hazrat, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, and Allah elevate Hazrat stages all the time, has given us such messages in here. So all that, and the ash'ar we read when we are remaking our dhikr, it's not that we've got that stage already. All it is that we have to reach that stage. I'm making my zikr to reach that state. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Not that my heart is like that already, that it's an open heart, open field. Tu hi tu ho. But that we want that only Allah must be in the heart. Nothing and nobody else. No reliance on anyone, no reliance on anything but on Allah. So this is that kafiyat ihsani, that we worship Allah Ta'ala, we make all this effort that at least our namazes become like that. Our namazes, which aqimi salata li dhikri, that establish, perfect your namaz, that also we don't really do. How much do we really think of improving my namaz all the time? So that is what we have to do. And then all that is not only the outward form of namaz, the postures are right, but li dhikri, solely and only for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, I speak for myself, our namazes, from the start till the end, we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. We think of everything else, the most absurd things, the most funny things we will think of in namaz, but we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to work in that. And when our namaz gets made, namaz will make the rest of our lives also get made again. And then a person will be conscious of Allah Ta'ala all the time. wherever he is, he'll be conscious of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, and that Allah, that Allah is watching me. A common example that is given is that a person, for example, he goes to a supermarket, and for no need, no necessity, there are some people who are, they just got that instinct in them. They steal something and they put it in their pocket. They didn't have to do it. Or somebody of necessity, he thought his necessity, he stole something. And he didn't realize the camera was there. And it was watching him. And when he wants to leave the supermarket, they ask him to come. They've got some work with him. They take him to a room. They tell him that you stole something, you put in your... He first is denial. But then they show him on the screen clearly. Now he says, if I knew the camera was there. So just like that, if that can come into us, that we know we are under surveillance. It can be the privacy of our room. It can, the lights can be off. Dark it is, but I'm being watched by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is everywhere. One sheikh told his murids that they should go and slaughter a chicken. But one condition, that in such a place when nobody sees you, you must do it in complete secrecy and privacy. Nobody must watch you. So all went, slaughtered the chicken. One murid came back. He didn't slaughter. So he says, what you didn't slaughter? So he said, I couldn't find. He said, you couldn't even find a place where nobody watches you? He said, wherever I went, I saw Allah is there. So he said, that is what I want of my murids. That everyone, that consciousness of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. Similarly, one example is given of a father who was a crook, a thief, and he took his son to keep him alert that in case there is somebody who is around. So, and if it is, then he should make some sound, whistle or whatever it is. So the father just started going and he started whistling. So father ran away. After they ran away to a distance, and they asked, who was there? I didn't see anyone. He says, Allah was there. And Allah was watching all the time. So that to get that Allah is watching me. When I speak, Allah is hearing me. When I think, Allah knows what I'm thinking. Allah knows everything. My whereabouts, my intention. I may be making outwardly lot of ibadat, etc. But Allah knows what my intention is. Why I'm doing all this. A person might be going for every year for Hajj, Umrah also. But why is he going? So Allah knows that intention. We can make ourselves happy. Can make the world, we can tell them why we are doing what we are doing. But Allah knows exactly. So that is what we have to bring, consciousness, that connection. And we have to work on that so that our namazes become like that. And our namazes must become like that so that the rest of our lives are like that. Unfortunately, we are very far from that. And we have to keep on trying all the time. And hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until the maut comes, we have to keep on trying. And with tawbah istighfar, never to give up hope also. Never to lose hope. Allah is most kind. Our ibadat is such that we can say, that it's definitely not worthy of acceptance. That the dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam taught us, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim, taqabbal, that it's not worthy of acceptance. Out of your kindness, you accept it. And Allah Ta'ala, we should have that hope in the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala won't reject it. If we try from our side, and we do it as much as we can, Allah Ta'ala won't reject it. And how many instances of people, whole life they ibadat was not worthy of acceptance, but Allah out of His fadl and karam and His ihsan, Allah Ta'ala accepted it. So that is what we have to try. So the challenges are there, and they're always there. From the time of Habil and Qabil, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and till today it's carrying on. And the solution also is there all the time. And especially for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most perfect, there wasn't ever on the surface of the world any lifestyle like that of Islam and of the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. No Nabi can compare with our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He brought everything, no religion. Christianity, the original, the proper Christianity, Judaism, any other religion, even the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam cannot match with that of Nabi alayhi salatu, what Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that we have got with us. So we have to follow or to try our best. We do falter, we are weak, but we have to keep on trying to try and bring that life into us. Where we have, and a person makes tawbah, istighfar, person has wronged also. How many great, great buzurgs whose past life, what were their lives? But they made tawbah, istighfar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then made them. Fuzail ibn Iyaz, rahimahullah, was such that first when he used to walk on the street, children and them should run away from him, that Fuzail is coming. They knew what type of a person. But when Allah ta'ala gave him the tawfiq and he changed, all ran to him, wherever. Now nobody ran away from him, all ran to him now, because now he was a complete different. So Allah ta'ala give us that fikr and that concern to try and bring this deen into our lives. And this deen has got, is a great magnetic force, and it will attract people. It must be in our lives, wherever we are. And it will bring attract people and bring them also into the fold of Islam. As alhamdulillah, how many places in Ramzan, yeah, one padri from some area, he came and he accepted, and he was strong on his iman. But he saw the iman in Islam. We have mentioned before also, Maulana Mufti Nazir Minti in Clarkstop, his students during one holiday over the December period, they went home, and many of his students from the Nelspruit area, from that area. So towards opening time, he got a call of the priest of that area, and the priest asked that I want to send my son also. So he told him, but we are Muslims and we teach Islam here, and you're a priest, Christian. So he says, doesn't matter. This other students of yours, what character we saw of them. Otherwise, we know that normally these little boys, they are up to mischief. They are all like wasting their time. But how they were behaved and what was their character, what they were trained. So that when that comes, the priest child also, he says he can become a Muslim, but he must have that character. And he must have that character, characteristics and that habits which these other children have got. So in this way, if we also make this effort, and all of us are in need. It's not a matter of one telling the others. Every one of us are in need. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and give us this understanding and bring this deen into our lives. And for that, our zikr regularly. We're coming to the majalis, mashallah, together with all the qurbani which we are making, a matter of that little, that fikr of bringing this into my life. And taking our stock also from time to time, that how much of it is in my life. I'm making my, alhamdulillah, there are many of our brothers, they are regular with their zikr, they are regular with their tilawat, regular with their other ma'amulat. But that all is on its place. Allah give tawfiq. Me also, Allah give me tawfiq, istiqamat, and that we remain firm on it, we progress on it. But the whole thing is that connection with Allah. That deen must come. When I say Allahu Akbar with my namaz, when I hear the muadzin, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, does it, many of us, the adhan goes and it really means nothing to us. Maulana Bayezid Pandor, rahimahullah, who was here in Krukasdorp, and he should come here for Juma namaz often, very regularly. He was very particular about it, that Juma bayan also, as soon as the adhan starts, stop your bayan immediately. There were those people in the annals of Islam, in the history of Islam, who were a blacksmith, for example, who picks up his heavy hammer, and the iron on which he's going to hit is red hot. He's going to mold it into a shape. But he picks it up and he hears azan. He just drops it on the side. Now the caller of Allah Ta'ala has called. Now nothing else. When azan goes, azan. It is famous of Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid. There were many instances of her. One is famous that she was thirsty. She told her female maid to give me water. I want to drink water. She presented it. She took it. And azan started. She didn't drink till azan got finished. On that, Allah made her maghfirat. She honored the azan. So azan, there are so many instances where people were, just by honoring non-Muslims who respected and honored the azan, Allah Ta'ala gave them high, high stages. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to bring these realities into our lives, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's coming and everyone's sacrifice, and Allah make it. And then all these halat which we are having in the country, in the world which are carrying on, it is for us to see where I've erred and to correct ourselves and to try and bring the true deen, and that will solve our problems. That was the answer the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave, for whichever time it can be, wherever it is, Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we don't have to have that how we are, that what's going to happen, what the conditions, we see what's happening, and that the person is ready for all this. But all that is dependent on how much of that yaqeen, sifat-e ihsan, iman we have developed and brought into our lives. If our deen is just an outward customary deen, then that will be the result. We are all weak, but we have to keep on trying in that way. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.